Somewhere west of Shenyang, a teenager is stopping for dinner. Which is why the soybean harvest west of Peoria is not stopping, and a soybean processor is not stopping, and a ship's captain on the west coast is stopping, but just for a while. Somewhere west of Shenyang, a teenager is stopping for dinner, a dinner rich in soy protein. At ADM, we like the idea there'll be no stopping him now. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. For years and years, we have bragged about the surplus of farm exports over imports. In fact, 20 years ago, we exported twice as much food as we imported, and that helped to keep the trade deficit from getting worse. Would you believe that in June and August of this year, our farm trade surplus melted away? We'll have a surplus for the year, yes. However, it's likely that in 1 or 2 years, farm sales will be in deficit. It's not that our exports have collapsed. In fact, we're exporting 50% more than we did in the 80s, and that's a $20 billion increase. What has happened is our appetite in the United States for everything foreign, including food, is wild. We want more foreign wine, maybe not French, probably Australian or Italian. We expect grapes and tomatoes, all kinds of vegetables, from Chile and Mexico, because food shoppers want choice. At the same time, Russia is exporting their wheat, not buying ours. In the 80s, the Soviet Union made our wheat market. Our beef exports are suffering also because of one mad cow. Now here's the bottom line. According to the Wall Street Journal, the shrinking farm trade surplus could make it harder for the farm lobby to protect farm subsidies when we write the next farm bill. But I don't think we should despair. We are still the biggest farm exporter in the world. Farm exports have been trending higher since the 70s, and they're likely to continue on the upward trail because $60 billion of exports is not to be taken lightly. Global demand for food is very powerful. There's a market for Russian wheat, Brazilian soybeans, and our products, too. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.